This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It is Monday, September 2nd, 2013. Happy Labor Day. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who are seeking the truth and can readily recognize and appreciate it when they find it. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 2010, as well as links to their websites. You will also see upcoming guests. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Ralph Walton. That is W-A-L-T-O-N. His website is Safe Harbor. BH.org. Dr. Walton is the leading psychiatrist in the world who understands aspartame. He was involved with the study of aspartame since 1985 when G.D. Searle, the pharmaceutical company headed by Ronald Rumsfeld, first introduced aspartame to the world. He is currently in practice in Pennsylvania. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. It's good to be here.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and taking time on a holiday to join us.
Well, I'm glad, as I said, to be with you, Deanna.
Okay, so when aspartame was first introduced, what were your concerns, and what did you do about those concerns?
Well, I initially didn't have any specific concerns until patients of mine started to develop problems. Actually began with a single patient who had an unexplained grand mal seizure. This was a woman that I'd been taking care of for a number of years, about 12 years actually, who had a recurrent depression, had been doing well. I saw her once or twice a year. And suddenly, at age 54, she had a grand mal seizure and then a subsequent manic episode. And this was very, very unusual. You know, epilepsy doesn't typically start at age 54, nor does a first manic episode in somebody who's bipolar. It just didn't add up. So I started to do a little detective work, and the only difference in her life was that she had made a switch from sweetening her iced tea with sugar to using this new product, Crystal Light, which is an aspartame product. So then I started looking into the chemistry of aspartame at that point. And it's a long story, but the bottom line was that I concluded that aspartame would lower the seizure threshold, making it easier to have a grand mal seizure. And she used an awful lot of Crystal Light. She drank a lot of iced tea and subsequently then a lot of aspartame. And I believed that it lowered her seizure threshold, and it also changed her brain chemistry in a direction that would be consistent with a manic episode. And I wrote up that case as a single case report. And that was really the beginning of my venture into the world of aspartame and the damage that it can cause. So,
right,
again, it was a single patient that began it. And go ahead, Dante.
But isn't that remarkable that you care? I think that is really great, that you cared enough about this patient that you were going to investigate and try and figure this out.
Well, it didn't make sense. You know, you like to usually make sense of a situation. And when something doesn't add up, it's incumbent upon the physician to become a detective and try and piece it together. You know, and when I did suspect that aspartame was the culprit, you know, she immediately got off the aspartame. When she briefly did reintroduce it, she had another seizure. I mean, but she's been fine since. She's no longer alive now. This was in 1985 that I wrote this paper, but she died recently, but was doing very well once we figured out that she had to stay away from aspartame. That case was actually published, and as a result of that publication, I got a call from Richard Wortman, who was the chief of neuroscience at MIT. And he said that he, too, had been thinking that maybe aspartame could make it easier to have grand mal seizures. And he asked me if I had any other patients with seizures. I didn't at that time, but at the time I happened to have been president of the local medical society, so I spoke to my fellow physicians and asked them to be on the lookout for any patients with unusual seizure activity that they couldn't explain. And I was inundated with patients, and when looking at the history of those patients referred to me, I found that a number of them had indeed started using aspartame and then had unexplained seizure activity. And I wrote that up. That was actually published in a textbook that MIT put out entitled Dietary Phenylalanine and Brain Function, a long title for just basically a look at what the increasing incidence of aspartame was doing. And at that point, I felt it was just lowering the seizure threshold. I felt that other impacts of this artificial sweetener would be subtle and minimal. And people complained, too, that my reports were based just on anecdotes. And currently in medicine, you know, the double-blind study is the gold standard. And if you just report on patient experiences, that's not as respected, unfortunately, because a lot of progress in medicine is due to individual case reports. But nevertheless, there was a lot of criticism of my papers initially because they were anecdotal in nature. But then in the early 90s, I decided I was going to do a double-blind study. And that was done and published, and as a result of that, then there was the 60 Minutes story. I worked with Mike Wallace on the in 1996 on the segment that they did on aspartame.
And it's amazing, after it being on that program and after your studies and other people's studies at MIT, that they didn't take this product off the market. In fact, they are attempting to put it in even more products.
Even more products, yes. Yes, and they didn't take it off the market because really the FDA has been inundated with literally hundreds of studies that attest to its safety, but virtually every single one of those studies is either directly or indirectly funded by the industry. And we now have several hundred studies that are independent, and literally every one of the independent studies identifies one or more problems with aspartame.
And it is amazing that people who use this product adopt whichever study suits their wishes.
Their wishes, exactly right. Yeah.
Yes. Now, you mentioned seizures and epilepsy. Epilepsy usually, and you said with your patient that certainly they're not going to start developing seizures at
that age, right? Unless, well, you can develop seizures at that age if you have a problem like a stroke, a tumor, brain trauma. We did a CAT scan. It was 1983 or so, but we did have CAT scans then. We didn't have MRIs, but we had CAT scans. And her CAT scan was perfectly normal. The neurologic exam was perfectly normal. So she had not experienced a stroke. She did not have a tumor. She had not had any sort of trauma. So the types of explanations for a sudden onset of a seizure just weren't there, which is why we really had to do some detective work to figure out what could possibly have triggered a grand mal seizure in this woman.
Well, with epilepsy, doesn't that usually start in early childhood?
Yes, it typically starts in childhood or adolescence. It doesn't typically start at age 54, which is why, as I said, we were concerned and we had to do some detective work to figure out why this woman had a seizure.
So let me give you an example. For instance, if a person who drinks a lot of diet soda starts having seizures about age 20 or 21, would you assume or would you think that it probably had something to do with the diet sodas?
Well, yes, if it's 21, it could also be epilepsy. So you have to, again, to do some investigation. And I would, the first step, what I do with my patients is when I don't know, I ask them to totally to read labels carefully and completely eliminate aspartame.
Ah, okay. We are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ralph Walton. His website is safeharborbh.org. And, Doctor, you were telling us that you asked that your patients start reading the labels to determine to determine the ingredients. And I think a lot of people are so trusting in the food production and in the government that they simply don't think that anybody could possibly be putting something really dangerous into their food.
Yes, it's tragic that, the FDA has listened to the industry-funded studies and really ignored the independent studies. It's tragic.
Which is a crime, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Initially, you know, years ago, I used to tell my patients that it's in 6,000 products. Recently, I've had to change that statement to telling them that it's in about 11,000 products. So the number of products using aspartame is increasing, and there's currently a push not even to list aspartame. The artificial sweetener industry would love it if they could just include aspartame without listing it as an ingredient in a variety of foods and beverages.
Inasmuch as it's so dangerous, and I assume that people also can be allergic to this product,
Some people are going to be more sensitive to it than others. Whether you call it an allergy or not, I'm not sure I'd call it an allergy, but certain individuals will be much more sensitive to it than other individuals. But, you know, if you take enough of it, it's going to be toxic to anyone.
Okay. And you said that some people are more sensitive. Is there some sort of a parameters that would indicate that a person might be more sensitive?
Yeah, well, see, my initial paper was demonstrated that people with mood disorders were more sensitive to it than others. In other words, people who have underlying depressive disorders are going to be somewhat more sensitive to it. People with mood disorders have subtle changes in some of the neurotransmitters in the brain. There's a balance between what are called endolamines and catecholamines, and aspartame can really impair the synthesis of serotonin, and it'll change the ratio between serotonin and dopamine. Bottom line is it changes some of the brain chemistry, and people who already have some subtle difficulties in the balance of these neurotransmitters are going to have more problems with aspartame than others. But again, you know, it's called a methyl ester of a dipeptide, so that one of the breakdown products is methanol, which is wood alcohol, very, very toxic, and methanol is in turn metabolized to formaldehyde. I mean, this is a deadly, deadly toxin, carcinogenic. So, and we can't get rid of it. So even though the amounts are very small, they are cumulative. So the more aspartame you take, the more damage you're doing to your body, and the more formaldehyde you're going to have in your system.
Goodness. And so children who have been diagnosed as having ADHD or some similar situation should absolutely never even consider drinking or ingesting aspartame, correct?
That's exactly right, yes. That's exactly right. Because children with ADHD, although we haven't got the bottom line as to what all of the physiologic changes are with ADD or with bipolar illness or recurrent depressions, we do know that there are alterations in neurotransmitters and in chemical transmitters in the brain, and aspartame will really accentuate those imbalances.
Right. Now, you also deal with birth defects. Have you seen a big increase in birth defects?
Yeah, there has been a worldwide phenomenal increase in the incidence and prevalence of autism. And again, we don't really fully understand why this is. And it's not just that we are more sensitive to it and diagnose it more frequently. I mean, we do diagnose it more frequently. We're more vigilant about it. But that doesn't explain the absolutely phenomenal increase in prevalence of autism and autism spectrum disorders. And a fellow scientist by the name of Woodrow Monty and I are actually now doing a study looking at whether women who used aspartame have a somewhat higher prevalence of giving birth to autistic children. Again, we don't have results on this yet, but we believe that that's a distinct possibility, that aspartame could be one of probably many factors involved in the increasing prevalence. You know, there are many toxins out there. Aspartame is one of them and a big one. But it could be that there are also other toxins that might be playing a role in autism. We don't have the answer to that yet.
Right. And of course, it could be vaccines, too, that's
been a very controversial area. You know, I personally believe that it is important to vaccinate our children. I wouldn't go so far as to say don't vaccinate children.
Okay.
I think vaccines are important. I know a lot of people today have reservations and concerns about that, but I do think that vaccination is important. I don't go along with that. the group of people who feel that children should not be vaccinated.
Okay. I guess we'll have to disagree on that point, but that's okay. Dr. Monty is going to be on the program this week also, so
good.
That's good that you're doing that.
Yeah.
Actually, there are probably more people who ingest aspartame in various products worldwide than they get vaccinated. Because are you seeing a large percentage of people who have autism in countries that don't use vaccines?
Yes, we do. As I said, it's worldwide. I mean, the increase in autism is worldwide. So there is something going on that we don't fully understand.
And of course, some of this product, although it emanated from the United States, it has found its way into food products and drink products of countries, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you can kind of look at where this product has gone in various countries. Are there any? Is there a difference between more advanced cultures as opposed to cultures that aren't third world countries?
You're going to find diet sodas just about in third world countries. You'll find it everywhere. You know, the penetration is phenomenal of diet drinks, even in cultures you wouldn't expect it. You're going to find diet colas, diet drinks, and you'll find aspartame. So it's extremely widespread.
My goodness. I don't drink soda at all, and I have tasted a diet soda, and it tastes so gross to me. Well, soda tastes pretty bad anyway.
Aside from the aspartame, soda is one of the most unhealthy things that you can do. You know, it has what's called a high glycemic index. In other words, if you use regular sodas, for example, it shoots your blood glucose way high, and then it drops precipitously. When it drops precipitously, you want more. You want more carbs. So, it really is a tremendous driving factor in the worldwide increase in obesity and type 2 diabetes.
Ah, and so many people drink soda. I have seen little kids, toddlers, drinking soda,
and I
just think, what are you doing to your child? This is
exactly
abusive, I think.
Yeah, I think it is, too. I agree with you.
I think that the first time you do something, like if you take a puff off of a cigarette, and your body is telling you when it coughs or whatever it does, that there's something wrong with this product. That's the way I felt when I tasted diet soda. I thought, how could anybody drink this? And people say, I have friends and family that drink it. And they say, oh, you get used to it.
You become addicted to it. I think that there is definitely a low-level addictive component to aspartame. As I mentioned, one of the breakdown products is methanol, is wood alcohol. But I see this all the time, that patients have a hard time eliminating it from their diet. It requires a lot of support and encouragement. I can't just tell patients, oh, don't drink it. I see that they continue to drink it. It is a low-level sort of addiction.
Wow, that is amazing. All righty, we are going to a 4-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ralph Walton. His website is safeharborbh.org. Now, you mentioned diabetes and you mentioned the addictiveness of aspartame. What kinds of other illnesses and or birth defects might one see as a result of using aspartame?
Well, you know, again, we don't have definite answers on this, but my own belief is that it plays a role in a variety of neurologic difficulties, like, for example, MS. I know that it can mimic the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Maybe it's even a trigger for some people. Again, we don't have definitive answers on this, but this is something that I'm certainly looking at. I know that Woody feels strongly, as would Ramonte, and you're going to have on later in the week, apparently. I know he feels very, very strongly about this, too, that aspartame plays a role in a variety of so-called diseases of civilization, that is, problems like MS that you don't see historically, that we don't see in the numbers that we have today. So what is different in our world that's generating this massive increase in a variety of disorders? And I believe that it's a factor in obesity. Obviously, obesity and type 2 diabetes are complicated problems, complicated lifestyle problems, but I think that one powerful force in the massive increase in obesity and in a variety of neurologic disorders is the increasing use of aspartame. As I said earlier, you know, one of the breakdown, one of the metabolites, the initial metabolites is methanol, formaldehyde. This is both carcinogenic, the formic acid is carcinogenic, and I think is very, very toxic to the central nervous system and can lead not only to a lowered seizure threshold, but potentially to problems like autism, MS. So, you know, this is a toxin that has wide-ranging impacts on our health.
Right. And this the diabetic situation, we also see children who are diabetic. And
yes.
Which is very unusual because historically children just didn't get diabetes.
That's right. And, you know, it's a vicious cycle. They're already somewhat overweight, so their mothers perhaps will give them diet sodas. And I think this compounds the problem. It makes it worse. And there's a lot of evidence now. University of Texas, Sharon Fowler, and others have demonstrated that the use of artificial sweeteners is associated with carbohydrate craving and increasing weight. So paradoxically, yes, you may save a few calories in the Diet Coke as compared to the regular Coke or regular Pepsi, but it is at a price of increasing your craving for carbohydrates and ultimately increasing your weight. So it's a tragic irony that this artificial sweetener designed to lower calories has an impact of actually increasing body weight and increasing the prevalence of type 2 diabetes.
Right, and it's, people seem to pick up weight around the midsection when they
Yes, and that, we know that, that belly fat is the most dangerous form of fat. You know, if it's deposited in other parts of the body, the impact is less. It's not good, obviously, to have excess fat, but it is especially hazardous to have that fat deposited in the midriff, deposited in the belly. And we know that there's a lot of data that if men have a waist size over 40 or 40 inches, or if women have a waist over 35 inches, that drastically increases a variety of diseases, cardiovascular disease, even malignancies. So it's really critical that we not deposit fat in our bellies. And I think that, that aspartame does increase total obesity and perhaps also the abdominal obesity.
It is kind of amazing. I used to go to lunch with a group of friends, and they would order these great big containers of diet drinks, and then they would order really fattening lunches, and I always thought it was really kind of ridiculous.
Yes,
what did they think?
Yeah.
And most of them did have a lot of belly fat, which...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're seeing a real change in morphology and the way people look, and... It's really tragic. It's awful what we're doing to ourselves.
Yes, I think that if you go out to any public gathering, that you will find the majority of the people are overweight, which
are overweight,
is very
obese,
tragic.
Yes.
And yet you have all of these gyms and all of people focusing on exercise, and you think, what is going on?
Yes.
We have people didn't used to exercise.
They were just more active. Yeah, they
sure.
were more active, and you know, obviously, we need to make major lifestyle changes. It's not just cutting out aspartame, but we do need to increase our activity level. Absolutely, we
right.
sit far too much. You know, I do encourage my patients if they do have a job, for example, where they have to sit. I'll tell them, please get up and stand, move around if you can every 10, 15 minutes. Don't just sit for long periods of time. We know that that really increases cardiovascular diseases, really damages our overall health.
Right. Now, getting back to the G.D. Searle, the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were the original patent owners, holders. And the CEO at the time was Donald Rumsfeld, you know, and the FDA did not initially want to approve it. Their own scientists did recognize the toxicity of aspartame. But Donald Rumsfeld called in some markers. He called his old buddy Ronald Reagan, and Reagan replaced the FDA commissioner, put in a fellow by the name of Arthur Hull Hayes, who unilaterally approved aspartame over the objections, over the internal objections of FDA scientists. And then shortly thereafter, he resigned and he accepted a position with Burston Marsteller, with the public relations arm of Searle. So, I mean, the whole thing really smells. It's horrible.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, what is the motive of this company? What was Donald Rumsfeld's motive?
Well, the motive was the bottom line. That's what most CEOs need to be dedicated to improving the bottom line. And he, like any other CEO, wanted to do just that and recognized that aspartame would be a tremendous boost to that bottom line, that the demand for a non-caloric sweetener was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, when you think about it, there's more money to be made there than there is in the tobacco industry. More people drink artificially sweetened beverages than smoke, and also you had basically one company. There were many tobacco companies in the world, but only one company, initially at least, had the patent on aspartame. Now Ajinomoto is the major manufacturer, a Japanese company is the major manufacturer of aspartame.
Couldn't they have developed a product that was safe?
Well, you know, although I haven't done research on some of the other artificial sweeteners, I don't think that any of them are safe. It's not an artificial sweetener. Probably stevia is safe. That's from a plant. Again, I've done no research on that, but I do encourage my patients to use something like that, a natural product. Or sugar. Sugar has got 16 calories per teaspoon, so in very, very small amounts, that's not so terrible. Or honey. Again, in small amounts, you don't want a large amount of any sweetener. But putting a teaspoon of sugar in your coffee, all right, gives you an additional 16 calories. I think that's an awful lot safer than any of the artificial sweeteners.
Right. So I'm just trying to figure if this was known to be bad, even though it increased the bottom line, certainly they could anticipate that people were going to get sick, that there was going to be a great deal of animosity towards them. And apparently maybe that's why they did their own studies.
Yeah, they did their own study. They funded studies, which many of which I believe are fraudulent. As a matter of fact, when I was on 60 Minutes, I prepared a chart for Mike Wallace showing the correlation between funding sources and outcome. And I looked carefully at a lot of these industry-funded studies, and I found some studies were supposedly totally different studies, had exactly the same data out to the fifth and sixth decimal point. So in other words, it was clear that their results were fudged. Their results were not genuine. They were not honest. So I'm very, very skeptical of all of the industry-funded studies.
Right. They must have sent a memo to all of the people that were doing the studies and said, okay, this is what we want to see at the result, the conclusion of your study.
Yeah, I really wish that our federal government would fund more studies. I believe the budget of NIH, NIMH needs to be increased so that we can have studies where there is not this sort of bias, where there's no incentive for the researchers to present a certain outcome. You know, I mean, if you're receiving funds from a G.D. Searle or other manufacturer of a product, you're going to be reluctant to find against them.
Oh,
of course.
You
want to bite the hand that feeds you.
All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ralph Walton. His website is safeharborbh.org. Now, when you did the program with Mike Wallace, did he challenge your conclusions at all? And how did that program come about?
I'll try and answer that in a second, Deanna. I just want to correct you, though, on one thing. You're giving out my, an incorrect website for me.
I'm sorry.
I was medical director of Safe Harbor in Pennsylvania up until a few years ago, but I moved back to New York State.
Okay.
So that website that... Go ahead.
I was kind of confused because they had you in two places, so...
Yeah, no, I'm actually in New York State now. I'm working in a... I'm in a primary care practice. I'm in a, working in a family practice in western New York State right now.
Okay.
So that Safe Harbor website was true until a few years ago. But
okay. Do you have a website now?
Well, our practice does. Yeah, it's Family Health Medical Services. I'm not sure of the exact. I don't know. I never go to it. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we won't tell anyone.
there is a website, not for me specifically, but for the practice. As I said, it's a primary care practice.
Okay. Well, thank you for that correction. Because
now,
I
you were asking me about Mike Wallace. I'm sorry, what was the question about the 60 Minutes program?
Right. Did he challenge your conclusions, and how did that program come about?
Okay. Yeah, well, the program came about, actually, I just received a call from a fellow identifying himself as Isidore Rosmarin, and he said that he was a producer for 60 Minutes. At first, I thought it was a joke until I heard Mike Wallace get on the phone. I worked with him, actually, for about a year and a half, because there was a lot of controversy about this. The producer of the program of 60 Minutes, Don Hewitt, he did not really want to do that story. He was afraid that 60 Minutes would be sued. Mike Wallace wanted to do the program. As I said, I worked with him for a long time on this 14-minute bit or so. Mike Wallace, fortunately, did prevail eventually, and the segment was aired in 1996. But yes, Mike Wallace did challenge me. I mean, he said something to the effect of, Dr. Walton, you claim that aspartame is so hazardous. Why is it that so many studies say that it's perfectly safe? And at that point I told him, yes, there are hundreds of studies claiming that it's safe, but literally every single one of those studies was funded by the industry. And there are independent studies which indicate that it is hazardous, that all of the independent studies will identify one or more problems. And he challenged me to prove that, so I prepared a chart, and they did show that chart on air, and that chart was shown on the 60 Minutes segment.
Wow. Was there any kind of consequences or any kind of...
It's amazing. You know, I thought that with this story that that would be pretty much the end of aspartame, but nothing happened. I mean, if anything, the use of it probably increased after that. So I was absolutely flabbergasted. I thought this would put the nail in the coffin of this artificial sweetener, and that it would be the end of the story for it. But that certainly didn't happen. So we need more stories like that and more programs like what you're doing, Diana, to try and get the word out. But the industry has been so good at getting their word out. You know, I went to, a couple of years ago now, I went to Italy to testify before EFSA, that's the European Food Safety Agency. And they flooded that agency with the industry flooded them with their own studies. And now it's been demonstrated that there's an investigation going on in Italy, actually, over some unethical and fraudulent activity. That is, that some of the members of that board, of the EFSA board, have ties to the NutraSweet, to the aspartame industry. So, again, I don't think that was the case. I don't think that was the case in the United States. I don't think that the FDA had any sort of fraudulent connections to industry, other than the initial approval by Donald Rumsfeld, but I think that basically the FDA is an honest, above-board organization. But they're flooded with these studies funded by the industry, all attesting to the safety of the product. So,
and don't they kind of have a swinging door in between the government and industry, where somebody might be the head of the FDA, and then they leave that position and go back into industry, and then
that sort of thing has happened. Yeah, I don't think that, you know, the current FDA commissioner is a lady by the name of Dr. Hamburg. And I don't think she has ties to industry. But again, when they're faced with several hundred industry-funded studies by supposedly reputable people attesting to its safety, it's tough for them to ignore that. Although I wish they would pay more attention to the independent studies. And there are now, and that's not just my own, but there are several hundred studies out there that do indicate that this is a toxic product.
Right. And of course, the FDA, a food company actually has to pay the FDA to get approval, and many companies, and of course they also have to pay the FDA to test that food.
To test it, yes, that's true.
And so...
Yeah, it's... you can argue about the funding sources, and I wish that there were much more independence. Yeah, you're right. We really need a more independent body, and we need research which is not tied to any industry.
Right, and I think that the FDA should, with taxpayer-funded money, instead of placing those monies in other kinds of research, that they should research the safety of the food that we eat and the things that we drink. And I think that most people think that that is what they do, where in fact that is not what they do at all.
That's right. Yeah, they rely on, when they approve a new drug, they rely on the studies that are performed by the pharmaceutical industry. Absolutely right.
Right. Now, didn't the patent for aspartame expire?
Yes, yes, I believe it did.
And
so
it's been
the major manufacturer now, I think it's Ajinomoto in Japan.
Which makes it even more difficult.
Yes, yes.
Huh. Certain people say, well, it's only bad for people with a genetic condition.
With PKU, penile kidney urea.
Right.
That's not true, yeah. Because, you know, it's what's called a dipeptide. In other words, there are two amino acids, phenylalanine and aspartate. It's what's called a methyl ester of a dipeptide. And the industry likes to say that this is perfectly natural. These are amino acids that we get in our diet. Yes, we do, but we don't have them in isolation. The impact on our bodies of having amino acids in isolation like this is very, very different from the effect that we have when we consume these amino acids as part of a long, complex chain in a protein. And it's and they know better. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. And they claim that, well, we have more methanol when we consume certain vegetables and fruit. Well, yeah, there is a certain amount of methanol in fruit, but there's also a larger amount of ethanol, and ethanol is the antidote. So we're sort of taking the antidote along with the toxin when we have it in the form of fruit. So it's perfectly harmless when we consume it in fruit. But when we consume it in aspartame, we have just the methanol without the antidote along with it. So it's, the effect is much different, and the effect of taking phenylalanine and aspartate, aspartic acid, in isolation is very different from the impact when we take it in the form of a long, complex chain of amino acids in a protein. And they know better, but it's absolutely outrageous and dishonest as to what they're misleading the public with these statements.
Right. Now, it is a chemical, correct?
Aspartame? Yes, it's a chemical.
Okay, and with this new this new talk about going into Syria because they're using chemical warfare, because the government is using chemical warfare against some of the citizens, I automatically thought of aspartame and fluoride, and I'm thinking, let's see, they're both chemicals.
But everything is a chemical. I mean, the aspirin is a chemical. I mean, we're composed of chemicals. It's sort of silly to say that. Sarin gas that's being used in Syria is a very, very different chemical from fluoride that's in our water to ideally, theoretically, to protect us from cavities. Or aspartame. Sure, aspartame, I believe, is a toxic chemical, but it's not toxic in the way that sarin gas being used by Assad is. It's very different.
Okay, and the results are more immediate?
The results are profoundly different. Sarin gas, I mean, is really immediately deadly. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Very different.
But we do have to go to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. So, stay tuned.
John Stead.